אנחנו נתחיל עם קטע מתוך כתבי בעל הסולם.
Okay. We're going to be reading from Shamadi. Shamadi article 96, what is waste of barn and winery in the work? So this is a part of the article, we'll find out where exactly soon. It's a part of Shamadi article 96, what is waste of barn and winery in work? The article is in page 226. The purpose of the work is that he cannot fall from this work anymore since he's already laid on the ground. And this is because he does not need greatness, because for him he is always as something new. That is, that he's always working as though he just started working. And he would be working in taking on the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. And the basis upon which he built the work of the was in the lowest manner, and all of it was above reason. We're on page 226 in the middle in Shamadi. Only one who is a real fool can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish one's faith, literally with no support. Again, we're reading in Shamadi, page 228. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith. And to that exact measure of above reason, to that very measure as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists on this path, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king. This is the meaning of the verse, "The one lamb thou shalt offer it in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer in the dusk, according to the meal offering of the morning and according to drink offering their proof." This means that the gladness that he had while he was sacrificing his sacrifice when it was morning for him, as morning is called light, meaning that the light of the Torah was shining for him in utter clarity, in the same gladness he was making his sacrifice, meaning his work, even though for him it was like evening. This means that even though he did not have any clarity in the Torah and the work, he still did everything gladly, since he worked above reason. Hence, he could not measure from which state the Creator derives more contentment.
אומרים שתקרא עוד פעם.
נקרא שוב.
Read it again, they say.
Okay, reading again from the writings of Rabash. Writings of Bala Sulam, Shamadi 26. What is the waste and barn in the work? What is the waste of barn and winery in the work? In 28. In page 228. And the purpose of the work is in the literal and the natural, since in this work he no longer has room to fall down, since he is already placed on the ground. This is because he does not need greatness, because for him it always feels like a new thing. This means that he always works as though he had just begun working now. And he works in the form of acceptance of the burden of heaven, the burden of the kingdom of heaven above reason. The basis upon which he built the order of the work was in the lowest manner, and all of it was above reason. Only one who is a real fool can be so low as to proceed without any basis on which to establish one's faith, literally with no support. Additionally, he accepts this work with great joy, as though he had had real knowledge and vision on which to establish the certainty of faith. And that same exact measure of above reason, to that very measure as though he had reason. Hence, if he persists in this path, he can never fall. Rather, he can always be in gladness by believing that he is serving a great king. This is the meaning of the verse, the one lamb thou shalt offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer in the dusk, according to the meal offering of the morning, and according to the drink offering thereof. This means that that gladness that he had had while he was sacrificing his sacrifice, when it was morning for him, as morning is called light, meaning that the light of the Torah was shining for him in utter clarity, in that same gladness he was making his sacrifice, meaning his work, even though for him it was like evening. This means that even though he did not have any clarity in the Torah and the work, he still did everything gladly, since he worked above reason. That is, not in order to receive anything for himself, but in order to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven without any greatness. Rather, everything was above reason.
There is a desire that a person receives from nature according to his Lishimot. He operates him with respect to everything he sees in this world or everything that society aims him to. And there is a desire a person receives additionally, which is to spirituality. It's called the point in the heart. But it's a small desire, very small desire. When it shines, it shines. When it doesn't, it doesn't. Why is it lit and turned off and lit again and turned off? Because in order to give the person an opportunity to add his own addition to the desire. That's possible only with the environment. As we see in this world, that we're born, what desires do we have? All in all. But by being included in the environment from the smallest age, so we start developing additional desires, different. And so, a person, when he gets the desire for spirituality, he should actually think how he can advance. Where shall he take another desire, an additional desire? Meaning, if he sees that, except for a few minutes or maybe an hour or two a day, he is in unimportance of the spiritual advancement, he thinks about it, but it doesn't really ignite him. And if he has the opportunity to run away for some other business, and so time goes by, and he doesn't have the need, the urge, doesn't burn in him. That's a sign he doesn't have the greatness of the goal. We should take care of that. Here there are two things, two possibilities, as we always learn. Either he gets this additional desire from the environment, and that will push him forward, but he himself chooses this urge. He wants it to push it forward, or he, with the environment, nevertheless, with the environment, will develop the greatness of the Creator, so it will push him forward, pull him forward. And so to be willing to sacrifice, to burn an offering in the morning and in the evening, korban, sacrifices from the word korov, close, close to the Creator. So, by cutting it off his own flesh, his will to receive, and by that, wanting to come closer to the Creator, he receives all the power to do that from the environment, because his innate will to receive is with respect to what he sees in this world, and a little bit more if he got the spark, the point in the heart, only in order to bring him to the group, to the right environment. And then all the rest, the need of the goal, the greatness of the Creator, he only gets it from the environment. And the same discernments that used to be as waste before, they are actually not waste. From them, we make, for instance, from the waste of winery and barn, we make the schach, the thatch of the sukkah, the masach, specifically from things that don't seem important, meaning we don't have the desire for sufficient spirituality or the greatness of the goal, the greatness of the Creator. So by society, we enlarge these desires and we advance. Therefore, one should examine himself to what extent throughout the day he is in such a vague, blurry state that it's not so important for him. Indifference. Isn't interested in it. Looks for something. What's better to do it this or do that? He doesn't have the inner urge. That's a sign that he's not included in the environment. He can't extract this additional desire. That's why time goes by. It's wasted and he's in the waste. The waste doesn't elevate him above reason, specifically so he can make this schach, thatch, from it. Alright? Well, if it's alright, I'll ask a question. Yes, Gershon.
I didn't understand in practice. What is the advice for a person in such a state?
You will now hear that from your friends. What did you want to ask again?
Well, a man who is in such a state that you, as you described.
Yes.
I didn't quite understand beyond the things that we are familiar with, to integrate in the society.
One who has such indifference. Indifference, nothing attracts him. Everything is dark for him. What should he do? What's the reason for the indifference?
No, what is supposed to do, you're saying? Maybe we should talk about it, be included in society, enter the society, take a desire from them. Let's enter that. What does it mean in practice? Let's talk about it.
So, ask your friends, go ahead. Okay, so everyone, let's discuss this. Bensi, did you understand? Yeah, for sure? If I'm in such a state, time goes by, I don't really care. How do I make myself cleave onto the goal, really ready to sacrifice myself? This is the name, korban, bring myself closer. And how do I organize myself in the most beneficial way to reach the goal? Period. Go ahead. What options do I have? What sources of energy do you have? Go ahead.
אחד מהם למצוא משהו שהוא יכול אני יכול לשרת בה את ה
I find something with which I, in which I can serve the group the society and increase the importance of the creator
be concerned to go in the friends between the friends give them the greatness of the goal and to get from them their desires
we begin by first of all having to be in alification towards the society otherwise you can't get anything from them and you make sure that the environment that we're in will always have a single goal to serve the king and this is what they live for
כן כמה שיותר ככה לחפש מה
to search as much as you can what the ten wants and to try to cleave onto their desire and as much as you can to nullify yourself to this desire of the ten to truly realize it in all your opportunities possibilities
אדם קם בבוקר?
Well, a man gets up in the morning. Testing sound. A man gets up in the morning. And he gets up in a state of indifference. He doesn't want anything. Even in the preparation for the lesson, you know, by himself without reading anything, he can start thinking about the group and the friends and imagine different states of connection in the group. And by that, he wakes up. It's a fact. I don't know quite what the phases are, but the fact is he wakes up as a result.
צריך צריך כאילו להיות
we need to we should always be acting that's the thing constant acting there's a right figure or image in society that we want to tag and always projected as if I'm that image doesn't matter what I'm going through maybe something runs me over but I'm constantly acting and this and acting it creates the right atmosphere
there is a truly a source of energy which is powerful this treasure that is between us now and it's always there it's inside of the connection between us and when we have connections of making an effort that's what we need to do make an effort towards mutual care mutual arvut for everyone to be in that force everybody will swim in this field of force that everyone will feel the center of the circle and how it he can elevate them when we have or it lifts him when we have such connections between us that force appears when we are in mutual nullification mutual arvut then it happens
this is why we are a ten when we are exerting to see the greatness of the friends in the ten and that's the main effort we're doing all the time and we're praying for them and so there's a place to work no matter how you feel about yourself because in advance you're engaged in enlarging them to praying about them if you're feeling good good if you're feeling worse then that's exactly the place that can save you
It's as if it turns out that it's hard to find those points of connection during the day, but this difficulty should bring us to a state where we will find the friends inside of us. We find the way to work with them each and every moment, how to grasp the world through the tent, through this force. And there's nothing you can do about it. In the end, this difficulty, it's like a birth. It has to give birth to a very high quality inner work that we have to reach.
From the past week and what we've just gone through, seems to me that we're advancing to such a state that the tens should provide such confidence and
inspiration
for the friends, that this saying this word, I'm on fire. Let's say I'm not on fire. I'm turned off. I'm in the lowest. So within this state, we have to enable everyone to be in happiness above reason, that everything's all right, everything's good. On the contrary, I'm holding on to these two ends, and now I can do the work that gives contentment without any reward, that now I feel my own inner fire. It shouldn't interest us anymore. What should interest us is how do we ignite the joint center, the collective. Within that we should work, peeling our hearts towards each other.
Yeah. Our work now is very focused because besides awakening my friends in the ten, that my attention should be on that, I have nothing else to do. All the rest are just more external things.
A day or two back, we talked about having to reveal secrets to each other.
Rav, how do we finally build a society that won't let go of anyone, rather will fill everyone with the greatness of the God, the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of Dvekut, adhesion, and also with a desire that will push us forward, that will draw us towards the goal and will push us towards the goal. Pushing is by a great desire that we will receive from the environment, and the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal will pull us forward. So how do we build a society that will affect us with both of these forces, but that I will truly feel that from them all the time? They will not allow me to be in fogginess. It doesn't matter, I can be as dead, but under their influence they revive each and everyone. How can the society do that? We learn from the reception of the Torah that it all depends on the social accord, the social implementation. It doesn't depend on one individual. It's about agreements, a breed, a covenant, arvut, as one man in one heart. In short, it's not demanded of any one individual. Actually, there's nothing you can demand of a person. It is always demanded of the environment that they all have to commit to work by organizing themselves in such a way that each and every one will be simply obligated to reach the goal. So how do we build a society that will work on us? Because by ourselves we can't do it. That's obvious. So please talk about the organizational aspect. What do you recommend?
I don't really know, because by that we're discussing and exerting about it and trying to build this such a society for quite a long time. A society that will, the greatness of the goal will burn in it, and each time we'll get the desires from each other. Not for no reason we received from above this thing called ten, should be a melting pot which within it until we commit and agree that this is the work and all the rest are means that help us advance. It should always be this melting pot on a fire, and doesn't matter who's going up, who's going coming down, it's this spirit that everyone receives all the time. We have to reach this commitment towards each other all the time to ask from above. I don't see any other way.
We have a single constitution that we are realizing in each moment in our life, and these are the articles of Rabash, what he wrote to us about the group, the society. We're implementing it in our blood. Doesn't matter what we feel inside. And our society appreciates a friend who nullifies, who subdues himself, who gives importance and greatness of the goal to the society and doesn't have any self-calculation. Doesn't matter what he feels inside. Rather, he constantly cares that his environment won't lack the exaltedness, the greatness of the goal. To simply start working one towards the other and making less calculations about myself.
I really hope that this move of the evening lessons will give us that as an injection throughout the day that we're lacking. The hours of noon, we still have to see how we strengthen people there. But when a person is alone, no matter how much strength he has on his own, he's actually powerless. Until we can build this inner network pattern that can grab us and hold us throughout the day, no matter what, such systems that exist, when they exist, they truly help.
We need to sit down constantly and constantly scrutinize the goal. What is the goal that we're going for? And constantly care for connecting everyone. Not my connection, but connecting the friends who are connecting for the same goal.
Rav said that this is a it's a matter of the management doing it, organization. And I can say all these nice words that I'm committing myself to you, but it's only the influence of the environment. It's a campaign we have to do, something more original. And I'm thinking of the tens themselves. We can take, like Roy said, we have Rabash's article, and today we heard it from we heard it on Friday, that we can take the article that we're learning in the morning and trying to implement it, realize it until the evening lesson. Then we can check it out, what's going on with us. And throughout the day, it's not that the whole and the whole society has to check what happened. Rather, the 10. There's a 10. We can use it. The change will check me out if I could do it or couldn't. Let's have this contest, so-called contest, will obligate us to act.
We need to think of tactics, external tricks, that will help us, help our inner obligation, the inner activation, so that we will be activated from the outside in. I think that the students of Ramchal or students of some Hasidim, they had this thing, we read about it, that they had some code word that they would tell one another. And this was like summoning everyone to zero in. Maybe NFC can remember what it was. So I think that we need to do something similar. Truly, like that. We need to formulate each time, like we did. We've done a few times before. Not always, but after the lesson, we would formulate something which would serve as our mantra for the day. As if. And to constantly find such things.
Rav. Okay, let's say we'll take Yuda's 10. What will you do beginning with tomorrow, for example, when you have either a day or a week, I don't know, in order to awake this society and to hold it in such a height that it will not fall from it, so that the spiritual importance covers everything else, the yearning for the goal is always before every person. He sees it as his goal. What are you doing in order to influence everyone in such a way? Do you have a plan? From tomorrow, you should do it. It's only that I don't know if we should have it a daily plan or a weekly plan. Let's say after a day that this group has taken care of the society, so now we'll replace it with, for example, Orenstein. And other tens later. That's Asaf's ten. And so it doesn't matter. Later on, who's walking over there? Leo, say. He turned away from me as if he was sleeping, but everything's all right, right? Okay, so in short, how do you, and I'm asking seriously, because now it will create an obstacle if we don't do it. So how do the people responsible, and it's not that just responsible, because just saying it doesn't mean anything, but how do we find the 10 that awakens the entire society, truly won't let us settle down, ease off, always hold on to the greatness of the goal with the tension to attain it, to reach it? Do you have a plan? Bensi, say it.
There's a principal problem here.
Already? Okay, I got it.
When you say the importance of the goal, automatically it seems as though the goal is something that is going to be inside of the will to receive. Then we think about some framework, about all the ordinary things, how everybody will be alert and awakened, they'll come, we'll count heads, and we see that even this thing doesn't work. And in the article we read about above reason, about lowness, all kinds of things.
Above reason is something you are incapable of. We don't speak of it. That's the action of the light that brings you this quality. You're sitting within your reason.
So then what is the importance of the goal?
More important than everything you have. You have many goals in your life. Among them, there's the goal of reaching the revelation of the Creator.
But that's the problem with these words.
What, revelation of the Creator?
Of course. That we just automatically take it into our will to receive.
It seems to me you've been here for 20 years with me. Well, 18. Well, more or less. So what did you burn all these 18 years of your life for? When you're saying that, how did you say it?
It's impossible.
Impossible, etc. So what for?
Because before I thought it was possible, and now I discovered it's impossible.
Only now you discover this?
Yeah, just now.
So, go away, leave me. Why did you go into this bad business? Just leave it. Go back to your Weizmann Institute that you used to be, and keep on with your PhD.
That also doesn't work anymore.
So, tell me what? Thank God you have children, you have a wife. What are you missing? A meaning of life.
That's exactly. So all these tricks, we can't succeed in doing them, for sure.
No, so they're telling you. It's good you have the waste of winery in barn, But now you have to make this waste into ketel, to create the masach.
So I need to sanctify it now? Or?
Yeah, of course, you should sanctify it. Every matter of bestowal you must sanctify.
What do I sanctify? My inability to...
What are these, this waste of winery and barn? It's not waste, it's harvest, right? Crops, either grapes or bread, say... What now? What do you do with it? The fact that you fill up your beast, your will to receive, there is something with this exertion, from this exertion with which you can enlarge the will to bestow. But for you, it's waste. It seems to you unimportant. And they're telling you, no, it's not waste. The fact that it seems to us in this world as waste, klipa. Yeah, well, what do you have of grapes? Get from grapes? From the winery, when you take the seeds away, what is left there? Things that your body doesn't need, that's a waste. But things that the body doesn't need, the soul needs. You have to put the emphasis in there that the waste of the barn and winery is more important than the bread and the wine by which you fulfill your own self, your beast. And the waste goes to fulfill the soul. But you have to raise it, raise its importance.
So what is the waste of the barn and winery from this exercise?
That's what you, throughout the day, except for the morning lesson or something when you're sometimes you're ignited towards a goal, you're willing to do it, and then again you go into your idleness, indifference. Just as you say, after all these years, you found out that it's so-so, not so much.
No, but I discovered it's not going to change either.
That's very good. If you would think it would change, you would patiently wait. Now you are in a state that is clear to you, it will never happen in the ordinary way. That's called, and the children of Israel sighed from the work. Yes, now you have to determine what are you about to do. From above, there is nothing without an awakening from below. So, how do you awaken? So you're saying, I can't do it. So they're telling you, you can't do it, that's true, but there is a group, you're not alone in this world. It's intentionally. You can affect the world, and the world will affect you. There's no other solution, do you understand? There is no other solution. The entire Judaism is built upon the connection between human beings. In this connection, they enlarge the goal and they awaken each other, ignite each other towards the goal, which is irrational. It won't give you any satisfaction in our corporeal desires. However, society may obligate a person to do it.
So I wish that I would recognize in the tenor, in the group, what you said now, that the group, that the goal is irrational, that everything is irrational.
Okay, so build such a ten. What's the problem? Build it. Between yourselves. Now you should sit down and build. We have to build an environment that will affect us constantly to be with such great eyes towards the goal, such a heart towards the goal, and all the rest of the things to treat as waste.
But again, if you say with such big eyes towards the goal, it's again, or in the heart, it actually develops in me this desire to try and grasp it with the will to receive, with what I have now.
Doesn't matter. Do it with your will to receive, with your will, which is greater than the other desires.
And then again, I don't succeed.
I'm looking at people in the street, on the street. They're all. Everyone started walking with this hairdo upwards, like a cube. Boca came to me already. He's cutting my hair. I told him, maybe I should also do such a thing. Yes, what are you laughing about? It's the influence of environment over a person. I asked him. You can ask him. okay, of course, I don't have what to do this hairdo from, but what am I trying to say? You will cut your hair in such a way. You have no choice. You'll walk this way. That's how a person is built. He's a slave of the environment, of the society. It depends on which state he's in, how much he's obligated. When I go out to the lesson, I must be organized, well-dressed, and so forth. I must do it. Society obligates it. The situation obligates it. I myself, I would go, even this way, it's not so. But I would walk in my pajamas throughout my life. So, do you understand? Why don't we use the influence and the environment over a person? To our manner, this is the only factor that can save us. When you're saying, oh, nothing can help me, it's a dead end, I'll die in such a way, I'll wait 50, 60, as much as I need, and then when it's over, it's over. That's good, it's good. Meaning, you're despaired of your own powers, and of the powers of the society and the world, and this present society and world. At the same time, they're showing you that if you organize correctly, you didn't do it yet, and from such a state, now you can organize the environment so that it will affect you and coerce you.
But I'll be able to organize this environment if I'll have a more correct depiction of the goal.
So, scrutinize it. Scrutinize it. You have 10 friends. Scrutinize it.
But in order to organize an environment, I need some force.
What force?
I need some force that will grab everyone and point me in some direction.
Start awakening yourself. Start it. You see, one's talking, the second, the third, each one adds, and then something starts burning within the environment. It starts within the tenders. Tension starts, awakening. That's how people affect each other.
Can we have this effect that everyone will have the importance and nullification and be above reason, that this is the right direction of the goal?
That is also possible. It's possible. Society, we see the internet obligates a person to end his own life, commit suicide. You see what's going on. How the environment with this ISIS. You see, people are coming from all over the world to over there. Yeah, to Daesh, ISIS. You see how much they can affect. People, men and women, come from all over the world as if it's some romantic thing. So, why can't you do it? And to specifically see everything with open eyes, because the goal is something we can't attain, and the entire road, we don't know how to go through it, but we will go through it specifically. What's the problem about it? There is no problem. I don't see why, if the goal seems truly above your human abilities, so why, nevertheless, society isn't capable of bringing you to such an importance of the goal? Why? So they truly can't, but they do. You walk at the same time. One doesn't cancel the other. It's truly so. Yeah. Yes, I know that's impossible, but I also know it is written. I don't know, but it's written that society has the power to go above the impossible. That's called above reason.
But that's on the condition that we correctly identify the goal. So maybe I don't have the power for it. But
don't look for excuses. Identifying the goal. No, that's untrue. That's not the condition.
So in short, each and every 10 now has to make a plan. Later we're going to choose one. No questions now. Just stop your questions, your wise questions. Each 10 now has to make a plan
how starting tomorrow they will activate all of Bnei Baruch and actually our whole world, the worldwide group, in such a way that everyone will be on fire all the hours of the day and night. That we'll have sacrifices in the morning and in the evening, and we will have by what to come closer to the Creator, by what to sacrifice. So let's hear you out quickly. But in a very decisive, practical manner, not we need to. This is what we're going to do. We're going to do this, we're going to do that. Is that clear? Let's go. And such things that for certain the guys, your friends will start being impressed by it. Well,
okay. First thing, what I suggest is to keep the weekly Yeshivat Chaverim, the gathering of friends. It was very beneficial. We just need to see when it's the best time for everyone. And because we're talking about this question about the whole society, so I really hope that we'll never sit in this table for the next 2 months. The whole society will go through this table. We'll sit in this table through the...
We need to manufacture envy in some manner. Every ten has to create his envy in the whole of society. It's a very powerful vessel, a means. We just need to see how we make practical use of it.
We are going to have a contest in which we will declare ourselves at the specific day when we're in charge as the 10 who's gone through the Machsom, and we will act as a 10 who's gone through the Machsom, and we will awaken the society to be like us.
We are performing many actions. We didn't start working in this from yesterday. I identified things that work better than other things, like, for example, external things, but that awaken one towards internality. For example, to care that every hour when the clock ring, that the clock would ring, it immediately should force you to think about the friends. We need to have a single daily thought that we have decided upon, and we are constantly around this thought. Every time the clock rings, we are focusing on that, and also until it rings. And also, we got together once this week, and this was a very important meeting. I think that it promoted us even more towards coming closer to one another. This is something that I saw that was working much better than other things that we did. And also we established for ourselves that at least in the middle of the day we are going to have a conference call, which is also something that greatly connects us and ties us. And we need such things that will truly make us be moved, and not things that we're used to and simply turn us off. And for us to be a good example for ourselves, then we can be a good example towards the outside and awaken other tens.
I don't think that we should invent new ideas, new inventions, new teachings. Our teachers wrote us what we should do. We should take Abbas' article about society and to realize them on our own flesh, to check, to examine. Do we realize, do we implement this article throughout the day? Are we doing it? Yes. Good. We're not doing it? Why? We should create this deficiency because only the light will change us from one moment to the other, and it will do create whatever needs to be in reality. We have to only realize it. It's the same with the last generation by Baal HaSulam. That too we have to realize on ourselves. With all the other, the different levels of life, to see, I don't know, until we're simply these two tremendous lights will clothe on us and that will be reality. But I don't see any other thing possible.
I don't have much to add to the friends, just that the very fact that there will be someone, a group, that will be the organizer of the whole of the of society, and that will start awakening us, then another group, another group, another group, so our whole kli will start living more. And indeed, the most important point is that each group here and every individual, also in an organized manner, will feel and will have a practical role towards the society. That in that point he can really bestow, can make, have an effect. These are not just words he's reading in a book, but in practice what he does will have an effect on him, on his ten. And even the evening lesson, like we had in a congress when this hour and a half was organized before the lesson, the evening lesson should not be something that comes from above. Rather, the tens can be involved in it in the first half an hour, what are we going to study, all kinds of such things, and still under the supervision of another committee, of a committee who is in charge. Let's start giving the whole of, making the whole of society be involved in all kinds of points in a daily article. What are we going to read before we go to sleep? All of these systems will start pouring it to the whole of society.
We spoke about something practical. I think that if we sit and try to have a workshop on the goal, what is the goal? Where are we going? Trying to see it inside in different manners, and we'll depict it and speak of it. And that will shine, that will illuminate for each one out of the inner description, inner depiction of the goal. And practically, I actually prepared such a workshop yesterday, so we can do it. We can do it in, through the mail or do it here.
Yeah, I actually very much identified with what Roy said, and that's what I wanted to say earlier. Also, a contest with prizes and any competition which is around about the realization of the principles of Rabash. Take even a single principle, not a thousand principles, not 9,000 different things, 9,000 quotation sentences, every moment something new comes and you can't really focus this way. Take a single topic, let's say envy or nullification, and even a discernment within this, that we now heard from Rav, something very precise for the day, and we knock on that, that same sentence, same idea, we keep repeating it, hearing it everywhere, until the evening, where again we lock it down. We also read it before we go to sleep, before the lesson. We start living it up. This is the daily idea, the daily flow. And also in the middle of the day, I really lack a workshop. The daily article is kind of dries you a little bit dry. I need another workshop that, you know, maybe have a conversation, a daily phone call. Let's talk about the goal. And one more thing is that all the tens, my fear is that they won't now start having another 1,000 text messages and they're going to kill us. Rather, let's take our existing systems of life, that between the words it sounds as though we're not quite so happy, we can do more with them and use them correctly. The Yeshivat Haverim, like Erez says, how to get a bigger benefit from it, evening lessons, how do we get more out of it, how do we prepare more, so kind of make better usage of the existing frameworks.
I'm in favor of setting times, predetermined times, to renew the intention, that we should have quite a few throughout the day, and every 10 will be responsible of these times for a week, for a day, for 2 days. We can have it whatever which way we'd like. I think that 10 people is a force that even in an organizational way, yeah, we can take care of it. So if you think that a workshop in the noon conversation will be more awakening, so I think that at least 3 can have a conversation between them, and we can record it and send it or broadcast it live. So in short, predetermined times throughout the day, and each time a different tent will fill it with content.
Rav, what is the difference between the waste of the barn and the waste of the winery? Please. What is the difference between the waste of the barn and the waste of the winery? Waste is something which is unimportant, right? But specifically in the will to receive, it's unimportant. In the will to bestow, it's the most important. So what is the difference between these two different kinds of waste? Each shall help his friend. And with God's help, between us.
Okay, we're dealing here with Chochmah and Chassadim. And in terms of more simple terms, we can... Whatever I'm taking for myself in order to fill myself up, that's the winery. And how do I work it the other way around, towards the group, towards the ten? And Avi will continue.
I like to continue, Erez. So this whole thing about the waste, also when Benzi was talking in general, he's feeling this sensation that, hey, it's not going to help us, all of these actions, we're not going to get anything out of it, so this whole waste, and it is waste, all these gains, what am I supposed to act now, it's not going to help, it's not going to do anything. This attitude kills society, in my opinion. The fact that we are not committing suicide on playing this game, even though we know it's not going to help us, that's a critical mistake. It simply really finishes the path for us. We can't go forward. So whatever Rav said, we have to do it. We simply have to commit suicide on this game, which means to realize Rabash's article every moment. It's not even 20 articles. It's about 5 bullets, 5 sentences. You can just finish it with that and see how do we realize it every day. How do we add to it envy? But really go all in. And we know it's not going to help us, but still commit suicide and go into it.
No, it's just that I don't think that there is something that finishes our society, that everything that happens to us is a pleasure. We should be grateful for every moment when we get this lowness, inability, sorrow, darkness. It's a great pleasure. We should really be happy of these days just to help leverage it. And to our manner, the waste of barn and winery, if the barn is the bread, the basis of the chassadim, so that's the work of pushing ourselves from behind when we have no desire to create it. And the chokhmah, the winery, is this pull we have to create from before when we have no desire for it.
Yeah, I think chassadim, chokhmah, hatred, love. Waste from hatred and waste from love. And the fact that I don't appreciate neither this nor that, so actually I need to appreciate those two.
The waste of barn and winery, I think that's a concealment over the greatness and importance of the Creator. And this concealment over the greatness and importance we have to generate among us. A concealment that comes from above over the gadlut, and a concealment that comes from below, seemingly, from us. When we have no powers, we are unworthy, we cannot... Basically, how... Should we identify these burdenings, these two kinds of burdenings, and to see how it all comes from there's none else besides him, and how do we really take it as the place to work? That's a place of war, we, and doing all these efforts to focus ourselves on this war over the greatness and the dryness of having no gadlut, no greatness, and to focus the work over these two points and see that there's none else besides him.
Well, I don't know what the waste of the barn and the waste of the winery is, even in Hebrew, I don't know what it is. But what I do hear from the friends is a very clear demand, and actually out of the need and the desire for spiritual development, that we want to build an environment that will hold the friends internally, that will allow everyone to internally realize all that we study about, that all the discernments that Rav is talking about every morning, that we read about, that we discuss between us every day in the workshop, that will be my way of life. That is the demand. Because on the level of the irons of the daily framework, well, somehow we know how to build an environment that will keep us every day. We try to do it even more, even better. But if we need to make another leap here in the maturity of the group, so it will allow every friend to be born into a way of life that he will be able to hold on in practice to all that Kabbalists write about.
I don't know. If to try to answer the question, maybe it's contempt in the disregarding the spiritual fulfillment, the connection with the Creator on the one hand, and on the other hand, it's disregarding the work of no reward, of the connection between us, all these things that we're trying to throw away from us, and just thinking, how am I going to have 2 more grams of fulfillment, of joy within the will to receive? So to somehow enlarge the values of connection, of the greatness of the goal, of what is the meaning of this clean bestowal, the Creator, to raise it above the joke, which is our life.
I don't know about the waste, the barn and the winery, but simply, the will to receive says, you want to reach spirituality, right? So care about your spirituality. And the system, the method says, no, you have to care about the spirituality of the friends. That's what's important.
Rav, does any 10 here have a clear plan?
No.
Well? No? What do you mean? Yes, Yuda. Well? Yes?
We simply see this thing that you're proposing, it exists already. We're in this. There's a group, and we're working on it, but how to make it more practical, more useful? Well, we think that first of all, we have to be connected to Rabash's article about the society, and that should be our foundation. Another idea,
meaning to take, for example, every day an article and to realize it, to do it.
First of all, that not to go away from the foundation, from the source.
Okay. Yes.
And what's more important, also what's important, we see from our reality is that everybody is united about around a single thing. So we thought that it's not that a small group should work for everyone, rather everyone unites around a small group, let's say us, and they're working on us, activating us, praying, I don't know what, but they activate us, and we have to give them a feedback. And also, yes, serve them, yes. And also something personal.
Wait a minute. I didn't understand that. You're operating the society and they operate you back? That's what you're saying?
No, even before that. That society is working on us. Let's say we are now responsible. It's not that we do something. Rather, everyone is...
No, why are you throwing on them this responsibility for the work? That won't do.
It's not going to work.
No, because you're on duty. They're lying on the ground.
They can't move, they don't care about anything.
There was another idea to activate each and every 10 and give them tasks.
Well, that's no problem to give them assignments. I can sign out assignments for everyone from morning to evening, but you have to awaken them in such a way that they themselves want these tasks.
There's another idea. Now that we're 10 people, each one of us takes 5 people every day and talks to them personally and awakens them in such a way. So every friend day you'll have 50 people that we talk to. Let's say we build some questions and every one of us comes, takes a few people and he activates them. So we activate the whole society this way.
All right. Any other advice? Yes, Ephraim. No microphone. No, they don't want to give you. What can you do?
I think that actually Bensi's cry is something that we can rally around, just like we connect around Olianov and his help here. Bensi's, what Bensi said, I think that's the most powerful cry that the friend can have. That the friend has been in this for 18 years, 19? Oh, okay. And to really all, we can all unite around him, around his thoughts and intentions in a prayer that we will all receive through him.
Yeah, it's funny that I took the microphone, but my advice was to the 10 that we'll have a day of silence. No talking, no blabbering on the net, nothing. Everyone is standing before the 10 by on his own and doing the work inside without any...
We had an agreement in the 10 that locating the problem, it's not about the actions or talking. Everybody know how to speak nicely. They know the Torah, the theory by heart, and in terms of actions too. The problem is how to make it so that we will be in constant concern from the time that the lesson ends. By the time you reach the parking lot, you don't forget what happened here. Rather, you take it with you throughout the whole day. So one of the ideas that came up was not to now make these grandiose plans for thousands of years forward. Rather, today, what do we decide? A simple, clear task for the day. And then we come back and see, did it work or not? For example, each one of the tens should take one or two friends from the whole of society, the other tens, and he'll tell them about the greatness of another friend. Simply we'll tell him, we'll catch him one by one, and we'll tell him how great the friend is, how much he contributes to the goal. Then we'll come back and check, did it work, didn't it work? Then tomorrow we'll decide on another task, every day to come out with simple tasks, that will only make sure of one thing, that the way we measure is not about the action or whether we succeeded or not in the task externally. There's only one examination. Did it bring us to a true concern about the society throughout the whole day? Yes or not? If not, how do we make it better? If it is, let's keep it or make it even better.
All right. We're in favor of doing something that will awaken us psychology-wise from the inside. Take two representatives every day. One is a good example, one is a bad example. How they practically stand to the criteria that we decided about, which is a morning lesson, maser, duties, and to write it down. Arel Nagar came to all the lessons, he has a duty, he did it. Eli Meirovich was late 4 times, he was sleeping throughout all the lessons, he didn't participate in his duty because of such and such reason, to send every day 2 examples and to speak of them and to ask the person who wasn't able to do it to have a rosh up at his home with the children maybe even, and to have the recommendations so how to be better later on. And so do every day.
Nice, okay.
Make it short.
Yeah, in short. to activate the radio that we call the Zohar radio and listen to music and to pieces where Rabbi is talking every day. We renew it every day. We add things. And this is the most fun thing. We are living in this world. I don't want tasks that, somebody will invent something, pull it out of his hair, and he wants me to do what he thinks I should be doing. Simply open it up and listen together, everyone, as a single group, to something which is kind of lightweight. You can do it at work. You can do it while walking, jogging, anything. And that's it. This way it will keep us connected.
Meaning develop such a radio that will cause us...
No, we already have it, yes, but we can certainly...
Yes, but...
We can develop and make it better.
Okay. Yes. One suggestion is that every 10 that is here takes upon himself, as if adopts a 10 throughout the world, and maybe even that 10 also takes another 10, so there's a mutual responsibility. And another thing is that within the 10, we're working on a specific day over one friend in the 10.
All right. Yeah, well, that's good also. What I personally take from this, and you said it years ago, and it still holds me, before every task, every mission, every role, there has to be an iron rule. Don't expect anything from anyone. You told it to us to our face. Burn away all your hopes. There are not going to be any miracles coming from the heavens. This way you'll operate 100%. If you look for something to come, it will never work. You'll be disappointed and fall. Don't expect any miracles.
Good. You heard it right. Some here didn't hear it. Yes, Bensi, after 17 years, you're saying... Okay. Moving on.